March 13th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN. For people who can handle the truth, RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button up at the top, then the appropriate month. Follow some of the interesting links that are usually associated with or somewhat compatible with the ideas of the guest for each day. There's also a link to ZCF's book, Masters of Deception, at spingola.com. Just scroll down, click on the button, and download that PDF file and be sure and read it. It's a good book. Since the Radio Act of 1927, we have lived in a censored corporate media environment. The mainstream media may mention potential American deaths by stealth drones as a result of the school and other public shootings. Governments are now attempting to restrict our access to guns. However, the real threats that we all live with each and every day and which cause more deaths, at least in the hospitals, at least 324,000 a year in hospital deaths. Gary Null puts a total of 900,000 deaths each year, which are due to medical and pharmaceutical errors, which Dr. Jennifer Daniels calls medical homicide. Perhaps 20% of all patients who go to the hospital die there. Further, corporations complicit with local and federal officials add acknowledged lethal solutions to our foods, water, medicines, and air. That is in addition to deadly depopulating vaccines. They do all of this to increase profits and meet certain hidden agendas. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. Her websites are Mission Possible World Health International, which is mpwhi.com. Again, that is mpwhi.com. Another one is doorway.com. That's doorway.com. And another one is wnho.net. And that is in addition to holisticmed.com/aspartame, which is the Aspartame Toxicity Center. Dr. Martini, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be back with you.
Well, I'm always glad to have you on the program. You always are so full of information, new tests, new studies, and you always help people who listen.
Thank you.
All righty, there's some new things going on, which just the FDA just announced, and they want to put aspartame in dairy products.
Well, number one, that's against the law, because aspartame requires a PKU warning for phenylketonurics, or people who cannot metabolize this 50% of the molecule, and in fact, even people who are not phenylketonuric can't metabolize it. It lowers the seizure threshold and other problems that we have.
Oh, my goodness. All righty, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Dr. Betty Martini.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
or get loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control, stop foreclosure, protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity, has dedicated many years of her life warning other people about this horrific, horrific additive. All right, please continue from where you left off. You were talking about the fact that this is against the law, that it could really trigger some terrible, terrible consequences.
Well, yes, I'm sure you've seen the movie Sweet Misery, A Poison World, that was produced by Corey Brackett. And in the last case, there was a woman who went in the hospital, and she said, look, I'm an aspartame victim, so I'm chemically hypersensitive for life. That means if you give me any aspartame, accidentally I can react, and you've got not to do this. So they put a bracelet on her, and they wrote it into the records, no aspartame. And then a dietitian came along and gave her some crystal light with aspartame, and she became a cold blue, and they had to resuscitate her to save her life. So can you imagine the millions of people that we've gotten off aspartame, but if they accidentally get it in dairy, can react? Another man was fined for a year, and someone gave him a cookie that was baked with aspartame, and it caused such horrendous tachycardia, or fast heart rate, that they had to stop his heart to save his life. Can you imagine how many people are going to be dropping dead? Dr. H.J. Roberts, who unfortunately died February 23rd, but also Dr. Russell Blaylock, Dr. James Bowen, have written articles on sudden cardiac death caused by aspartame. So there have been children as young as 6 years old I know of running around in the gym dropping dead because aspartame causes this problem. And even the FDA has listed 92 symptoms, including death, from aspartame, and Dr. Roberts' medical text is 1,000 pages. For instance, it precipitates diabetes. It simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy. It destroys the optic nerve. It causes diabetics to go into convulsions. It interacts with insulin. The methanol in it actually causes them to lose limbs. You want to kill a diabetic, aspartame will do it. And here all they've got to do is drink a cup of coffee with aspartame in the cream. So you're talking about something that's against the law that can kill people. And Jerome Bressler, who did the famous Bressler Report, and he died a couple of years ago. But when I told him about this, he kept saying, and he was the compliance officer for the FDA, he kept saying, "Biddy, Biddy, it's against the law, it's against the law." I said, "Yes, I know it's against the law, but the FDA serves above the law, and they do what they want." And as a good example, the way that I met Jerome Bressler was the fact that I called him and thanked him. He was the last hero of the FDA before aspartame was approved. They tried to do something and wrote the famous Bressler Report. So I'm of the shenanigans that they carried on, trying to show it's safe, and you can't take a chemical poison and show it's safe, so they got caught. So he told me, he said, "Look, Betty, you got to find two studies that were taken off my report. This is very, very important. It's something that the public doesn't know. This is something that can cost them their life and their children's life, and you've just got to find it." Well, I didn't want to be the only person to know that, so I called Dr. Russell Blaylock and Dr. Roberts, and they called him. Dr. Roberts sent a letter to his congressman sent a letter to the FDA. The FDA wrote back and said, "Sorry, it's confidential. We're not going to give it to you." So finally, 8 years later, I found them, and they were teratology studies. And it showed neural tube defects, cleft palate, and whatnot. So you're talking about what causes the epidemic of autism. In the meantime, Dr. Woodrow Mani was able to get four more of these studies, again showing the neural tube defects, and wrote the book, While Science Sleeps. And the last chapter, we can send you by email, explaining how it caused the epidemic of autism. He also tells how they blew up his house with him in it. It's lucky he even survived.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you're, and this is all in the book. I recommend everybody get it. But I think you can get it on Amazon or on his website. But in any event, now, how do we get that information to pregnant women? I mean, even on my website, mpwhi.com, if you read Dr. John Oney's testimony to the Board of Inquiry of the FDA, I mean, 49 pages, he says, look, birth defects are given. And so even after Don Rumsfeld got this on the market, the FDA told Dr. Oney, don't worry, children will never be able to get this product. And so actually it's been pediatric vitamins, pediatric drugs, that you can get across the market, prescription pediatric drugs, and children and babies are getting it in everything. And it completely destroys the brain. Even a study at the University of Norway showed that it destroys the brain, especially in the area of learning. And this goes along with what the ADD people said when they were interviewed for the movie Sweet Remedy. And they said before aspartame was put on the market, there wasn't even hardly ever mentioned the terms ADD and ADHD. And Dr. Roberts, you know, always said, when people, because of depletion of serotonin, he said, you know, look around, all these children killing children, and you have to consider aspartame. They don't even know what they're doing. So we got a big problem. Now they want to put it in 17 dairy products against the law, and, you know, it's like Agenda 21, and they're trying to depopulate, and they really just don't care.
I believe you're right. And there's a couple of organizations that have filed suit against the FDA, the International Dairy Foods Association and the National Milk Producers Federation. And they have filed a suit against the FDA. How do you think that's going to work out?
Well, you know, I have to say that after doing this for 20 years, these people have so much power. You know, as you would expect, aspartame would cause blindness because of the free methyl alcohol, and it's a seizure-triggering drug. And so they took this all the way to the Supreme Court with impeccable information, even on the FDA's own report, four types of seizures, the manufacturer's own 52-week oral toxicity study showing that on seven infant monkeys, showing five had grand mal seizures and one dad, and they use that as pivotal. And yet, according to what I've been told, it was a corrupt judge, and they couldn't get it off the market. So think of the millions that have gone blind since then, you know, because of corruption. They have a lot of power.
And somebody paid them off, probably.
Yeah, and that's why I tell people, you know, it says that probably close to 100,000 people have already, you know, gone to the Federal Register and said, don't do this for this reason. And yet what you need is millions and millions of people doing this, and they should not expect that they can let somebody else do it, because we're talking about something very, very serious. And because this is the global plague that every single person on the planet should really get involved with this in order to stop it. And that's the way we got aspartame information around the world. I just noticed when I went to Google News a minute ago, aspartame in milk, U.S. consumer opposition based on incorrect premise. This is the dairy people fighting back. It's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. And so it will kill more people. And after all, you know, if I told you don't put arsenic in milk, you'd say, yeah, don't do it. Don't put cyanide in milk. But what do you think Dr. Blaylock has said? That aspartame does not cause allergic reactions. They're toxic, like arsenic and cyanide. Every component of aspartame is a poison. Aspartic acid is an excitotoxin that stimulates the neurons of the brain, causing brain damage, a methyl ester that becomes free methyl alcohol and converts to formaldehyde and formic acid and causes metabolic acidosis. And the TROCO study shows that it embalms living tissue and damages DNA, in which you can destroy humanity. 50% phenylalanine, which lowers the seizure threshold, you know, goes beyond the blood-brain barrier, and with the depletion of serotonin, causes psychiatric behavioral problems, interacts with all antidepressants. And then the molecule breaks down to diketokiprazine, a brain tumor agent. So they got all these poisons mixed together, genetically engineered, an adjuvant like squalene, an immune stimulator. I mean, all these horrors. And here's the dairy people saying, don't worry, it's going to be okay. And they know it's against the law. In fact, Stuart Pate of the National Yogurt Association first petitioned it some years ago. And he used to be head of the National Soft Drink Association that wrote the 33-page protest about how it breaks down, quoting the adulteration law. So, you know, they know.
They sure do. Alrighty, we are going to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. Her website's rmpwhi.com and doorway, doorway.com and wnho.net. And this is putting aspartame in dairy products, 17 milk and 17 other dairy products. Which you know is going to have wide distribution, is going to cause pandemic illnesses. And these people know it.
Not only do they know it, Diane, I'm sitting here reading this article during your commercial, and it's saying that they're doing this for, to stop the obesity epidemic. What in the world do you think that's causing it? But aspartame, it is, as the congressional record says, it makes you crave carbohydrates so you gain weight. And there have been three or four studies showing that aspartame was responsible for the obesity epidemic. And this is absolutely insane. But, you know, it's like the Hitler people said, if you tell a lie long enough and big enough, somebody's going to believe it.
Well, actually, that wasn't the Hitler people. That they were talking about some other another group of people. But that is true. If you tell a lie long enough, there people are going to believe it. And, I mean, I have friends who drink Diet Coke, and I've warned them and warned them and warned them, and they just don't take me serious. And one of them she's very thin, but she has a very large stomach, and she says, I've done everything, I've exercised, and I just can't get rid of this, you know, a lot of fat in the stomach area, and I think it's aspartame.
Well, of course it is. And MSG will do it too, but mostly it's aspartame. And You know, there's been so many people that have lost as much as 50 pounds when they've gotten off of it. And the thing of it is, they also did the Trocco study, which shows most toxicity in the liver, so that it's going to be hard to lose weight when you're using aspartame. Substantial amounts in the fat cells or adipose tissue. So you see people with big hips and thighs, if they're using aspartame, you know why. So it's and it's so well known with all these studies, of course.
Amazing, amazing. It's just, and we've even got mayors in big cities that are talking about changing the size of soda containers and making them smaller, and yet we don't hear a dang word about aspartame. Not a word.
Yep, that's true.
The mainstream media is not doing their work, and I don't know how we can get them to cover such things. But thank goodness for alternative radio, and thank goodness for people like you, whose voice you've been all over the world talking about this, and you talk to anybody that will listen.
Well, now, and let me tell you just a little bit about the power around the world. You know, many years ago, I went to talked to the European Union. They were doing a review, and I'd been lecturing over there once. They didn't know I was coming, but the second time they did, when I got into England, you know, they locked me up for 3.5 hours wanting to know, you know, if they allowed me in England, how many people would find out about the dangers of aspartame. And in any event, a doctor made them let me go. When they laid down Dr. Roberts' big book, and it said aspartame disease, and he says, I use it. I said, well, you're going to die. He said, but I'm diabetic. I said, well, you're going to die first. And when he read through it, he said, let this woman go. And so went on to Belgium, and I brought all the damning information. I also brought papers written by the Aspartame Toxicity Center showing that any study done by industry, how it's fixed. You know, you cannot do a study on a poison and have it show, you know, that it is safe. So anyway, peer-reviewed research, you name it. And I talked to them for at least 2 hours. And what happened is that they eliminated every damning thing that I had brought them on aspartame and instead used the questionable industry research and where I had showed them what they were doing. I mean, just take, for instance, the fact that it causes seizures, which I've just discussed. And so in that case, they did the Rowan study. Oh, we're going to show it doesn't cause seizures. Well, what they did was put the subjects on anti-seizure medication without telling anybody and then gave them only one capsule of aspartame for a one-day study, tantamount smelling the bottle. And then they got it peer-reviewed with their power and said, hey, look, aspartame doesn't cause seizures. Okay, so that's the Rowan study, and that's what they used. Then it was found out that they only used no committee, one person. So there was no more commission on food, and the European Food Safety Authority was set up. And so, you know, I worked with them. Dr. Walton went over there, and they came out with the fact that it was safe. It was absolutely ludicrous. So Parliament turned around and said, okay, enough is enough. You know, here we just had 3 studies by Dr. Siffredi showing it to be a multipotential carcinogen.
Absolutely. And all right, we do have to go to a break, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. Her websites are Mission Possible World Health International, which is MPWHI.com, and Doorway.com, and World National Health Organization, which is WNHO.net. And I know that somewhere on one of your websites you have information on how people may detox from aspartame.
Yes, under resources, or they can email me for the aspartame resource guide, which is BettyM19@Mindspring, MindSpring.com, and it will tell you about detoxification. It will give you resources for books and movies. It will tell you how it got approved, how to get it out of your state, you know, what it different things that it does, how it affects diabetics and the other bad sweeteners, and what the study showed in their original studies, and also the safe sweetener, which is just like sugar. So it's a lot of good information, and you can email it around the net to warn others.
Right. I have a link to that on my website, on my spingola.com. Otherwise, just go to Mission Possible World Health International, which is MPWHI.com, and click at the top, one of the bars that says Resources. And that's important because I think all of us, you know, we don't intentionally take some of this stuff into our body. It's poison. But you don't know now, especially if they're going to be putting it in milk, and 17 other dairy products. I mean, I didn't even know there were 17 other dairy products.
Yeah, why would you put sweeteners in sour cream?
Exactly.
Oh, it's really tragic. Anyway, I was telling you about the power of these people and what is going on now in Europe, and this is really, it affects the United States too. And Parliament told them to go back and do this review again because of the fact that every study coming in, you know, is showing that aspartame is unsafe. Almost 100% of them are constantly. It's as if they're wearing dark glasses and they can't see it. So, and they specifically mentioned this Denmark study, you know, on 60,000 women showing aspartame can jump preterm birth by like 78%. So anyway, so here they are now. Again, they're trying to say that it's aspartame. And since then, since Parliament made that statement, and incidentally, they wrote about this just this weekend in the Daily Mail. It's already up on our website. But since this time, they've done other studies, and they've shown that aspartame causes heart attacks, strokes, raises fasting blood sugar. Harvard has shown that it causes multiple myeloma and lymphoma and leukemia. Other studies have shown the link to diabetes. And just on and on and on. In other words, unsafe, 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 unsafe. And here's EFSA saying, it's safe. And, you know, you wonder, how in the world do you stop the lies? It's just a constant, constant lie about this. And I'll tell you, if we don't get aspartame banned at Codex, then aspartame can be in countries that have never even had aspartame approved. And so it would help if the European Food Safety Authority would tell the truth. So if you've got listeners from the UK or from Europe, you know, they need to complain, they need to get involved, or they can contact me and I can connect you with our people in Europe.
Right, because you do have people, you have assistants and affiliates all over. Which I think is
wonderful. Yeah, in 43 countries, we have Mission Possible operations.
Oh, my goodness.
And they all work free. I mean, they're all just there to help, and they're always happy to help anyone.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, it is very interesting that first they give us a problem, and we do have an obesity problem, and then they come along and give us a poison to try to fix the problem that they created in the first place. And people are going to fall for it.
Yes. And, you know, I don't know if you read one of my last posts, but this is hysterical. First of all, they wouldn't be trying to fix a problem if they didn't have the problem in the first place. So many years ago, the National Soft Drink Association, you know, wrote this, protested the FDA, we don't want to put this thing in. They even did this without using the test that picks up aspartic acid. And here's the adulteration law. And it breaks down, you know, at medium heat and all this kind of stuff. And so even though they are explaining all this and that it's in the congressional record, and you know that it breaks down, they turn around and they say, they get a patent for to say we're going to encapsulate aspartame. Now, first of all, it takes quite a while just to stop laughing over this, because the way that aspartame works has to do with your taste buds. And if you were to put it in a cocoon, then it wouldn't work at all. As one doctor says, that they think we're imbeciles. So I wrote a paper, you really should read it, called Aspartame Requires a Bulletproof Vest. So
yes,
they keep doing these silly little things and getting people to believe it. And people do. People, oh, well, you know, this is what the industry said, and this is what the FDA said, and they simply believe it. And that's really a shame that it's come to this, that there is so much fraud in science and so many lies and so many you know, prostitutes that take money to lie
right.
for them. You know, like they'll always say, hey, the American Diabetes Association, American Dietetics Association, the MS people. Well, these people receive money to say that it's safe. They're funded by the manufacturer. And so doctors get this information from them, and they think it's an additive. And they have, you know, no idea that aspartame interacts with their drugs because it damages the mitochondria, because they're led to believe it's an additive, when in fact it's an addictive, excitoneurotoxic, carcinogenic, genetically engineered drug and adjuvant. And
right.
Dr. Deagle says that that because it's in so many foods and drugs, that it's more dangerous than depleted uranium. So
wow.
That's pretty serious.
Right. And the ABC agencies that you're talking about are really just labor unions for other corporations. And they're not there to benefit the patients or the citizens. They are there to benefit the corporations. And so they are, as you say, they're going to say whatever they need to say. And even if you talk to health professionals, and I was talking to a physical therapist just recently, and her husband is a he works in the financial industry. He does, I don't know what he does, but they bring in, his company brings in and supplies them with all the Diet Coke, all the diet soda that they want. They fill up their refrigerators with it, and it's free. And so her husband is addicted to it. And I talked to her about it, and she said, well, I stopped drinking diet soda when I was pregnant, but then as soon as the baby was born, I went back on it. And I said, well, I don't think that really makes too much sense. And of course, since she's a physical therapist and has been to college and has been trained for that particular job, which is in the health field, people in the health field think that they know it because they have the certificate, the graduation certificate, and so they think they know it.
Well, let me tell you about another physical therapist and massage therapist. And she didn't know aspartame caused obesity. It said diet on it. So she kept taking it and taking it. And finally she told her husband one day, she said, you know what? I don't understand. I'm taking this diet product and I'm not losing weight, so I'm just going to stop eating anything unless it has aspartame in it. And she died from methanol poisoning. And they arrested her husband, another case like Diane Fleming, who's been in prison for 10 years of a 30-year sentence when the police themselves said that she was innocent. She had taken three lie detector tests, and she's the one that called the police in the first place. And they're just, you know, more and more of these cases coming up, and there's one now we're investigating in Scotland, same thing. So, you know, people everywhere are dying, and the doctors are oblivious unless they have the experts, medical texts and books that are on this
form. And of course they get information from the pharmaceutical companies and other corporations, and so they are not going to know because they only learn what they get one semester on nutrition.
Yes, you know, and I had just been thinking about the fact that I needed to write an article that I've tried for 20 years to get this off the market, and because so many people are dying, that it is time that they start giving a course on the facts in medical school and the fact of all the diseases that it causes. And the medical text is already written, Dr. Roberts' medical text, and it will take you from disease to disease, and it will give you the mechanism by which aspartame causes the problem, and it will give you a chapter on drug interaction and, you know, all the psychiatric problems and such. So,
But wouldn't that reduce the profitability in the medical industry? So,
oh yeah, they would fight it tooth and nail. But if the point is out there, and doctors start reading it and think, "Gee, they need to give a course on this. Maybe I better look up the research." You see, even back in 2004, when somebody tried to do what they could. And they filed suits against all these organizations, the American Diabetes Association for racketeering, the NutraSweet company for racketeering, all the different organizations and the food companies, and of course they were dismissed, and there wasn't enough funding to do this. But the point was that people needed to know, and the fact that they were found stands forever. About the whole issue.
But when people, when doctors attempt to do this, when they go outside of the protocol that they have learned in medical school, they're apt to lose their license.
Yes, and many of them have. And I might as well tell you now, this is so sad, is that Dr. James Bowen is dying. Dr. Bowen has Lou Gehrig's from aspartame, and now he's got stomach cancer, and now they just found a tumor on his kidney, and herbs and things were sent to him. It evidently was confiscated in the mail because that, you know, he didn't get them. But he lost his license for speaking out, and he told me, he says, they threw him. He was thrown in Walla Walla prison, one of the worst. No criminal charges, because there was no charges. There's no criminal record because nothing was done. And it said it took him 3 years to get out, I mean, in there without being convicted of a charge. And he said he was told by the aspartame industry is that you can tell the other physicians speaking out that if they continue, they can land up in the same place. So they could be put in prison. They've done terrible things. I remember the story about Betty Halen and her daughter died of aspartame, and Dr. Bowen told me about that. And she went all over the country saying aspartame killed my daughter, and she was it said she committed suicide, but the story went on that the window was broken in, she was shot in the back, kind of a hard way to commit suicide. And then they told the man that was doing the story, what was his name, Robert, he ran for the presidency, CBN, but anyway, a mail bomb went off in his office because he told the story. And that's some of the things that they used to do. Now, it's so well known now. I mean, it's hard to, anybody can get on the internet and get millions and millions of hits and websites, and it's a well-known thing. But they tried so many times where doctors did lose their license. And I remember when I was changing planes in St. Louis, I was giving out flyers with my husband. And this man says, I know more than you do. I said, really? He said, yes. He said, my mother used to rent to a physician. And he said that they were told that if they told anybody that aspartame causes Alzheimer's, that they'd be sued. I mean, this is what we're talking about, power of the industry.
Wow.
And I told Monsanto many years ago, I said, look, why don't you just change the label to rat poison and then be done with it. Stop killing the people. You make just as much money because it kills rats, it kills ants, roaches won't touch it. It's a poison. It is a literal poison.
Now, Dr. James Bowen, I've communicated with it, well, several years ago, back in 2005, and he used to work with another lady, who, I can't remember her name, but anyway, this lady was working with him, writing articles and working against aspartame, and she had an adult son. And a UPS truck drove up and delivered a package to her son's home. And within seconds, a couple of suits, people in men in suits, showed up from the FBI, apparently, and confiscated this package, and it had pornographic material, child porn in it. And then they went back to the lady and they said, okay, you either stop working against aspartame or we're going to arrest your son for child pornography.
Yeah, I've heard the story, yeah.
but I don't remember the lady's name.
Well, in any event, there have been some bad things in the past. Today it's so well known all over the world, they can't sell it. And that's the reason that I believe that this thing with putting it in milk is that the aspartame industry has talked to them and, you know, said and got them to be willing to buy it, told them some kind of story, and that way they could sell it because nobody knows it's there.
Well, the other thing with the World Trade Organization and world trade being as it is, that's a pretty good way to disseminate aspartame all over the world. All right, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity, and her websites are mpwhi.com and doorway.com. That's DORWAY.com and World Natural Health Organization. That's WNHO.net. And of course, these will all be linked at my website as well as the Republic Archives. We were talking about before we went to the break that, you know, we really don't eat a lot of food that is local. It used to be years and years ago that most of our food was locally grown, and now that with the multinational corporations, they disseminate food all over the world. And so with this capability, these corporations can put aspartame in a lot of things, and this could be a worldwide situation.
Well, what I'm concerned about, Donna, is the fact that dairy is an ingredient. So if you're going to bake a cake and put milk in the cake, then somebody somewhere is going to react, and people that have used aspartame know it. So, in fact, there was the case with John Linnell, Mission Possible Canada, where he called the company. He had bought a cake, and he just, you know, told them up one side and down the other that they'd put aspartame in that cake and that it wasn't labeled and that he had all these reactions, and he knew they were aspartame reactions. And the company said, no, we know about aspartame. We would never put aspartame in our cakes. You know, we agree with you. This stuff is bad stuff, and you don't have to worry. He says, I'm telling you, aspartame is in that cake. And this went on. And, you know, John used to be a policeman. He can well make himself know. So finally, the company got tired of hearing him and called where they get ingredients. And aspartame was in the ingredient. Now, can you just imagine with dairy being used as an ingredient, you know, how many foods will be put in? Children will be reacting. In fact, I was discussing on one show yesterday, Dr. Barrett's accidental study. I don't think anybody in their right mind would do a study on children today, but Dr. Barrett in the Dominican Republic decided to take kids off of milk because it causes diabetes when they're small, and put them on aspartame juice. And when he called me, keep in mind, this is 360 children. And so when he called me, he said, you know, if it had been 10%, 20%, 50%, but almost all of them started having, you know, psychiatric behavioral problems. They couldn't learn. They were just having all the kind of problems that is caused by aspartame. I said, well, for goodness sakes, doctor, get them off of it. So sure enough, 4 days later, all the children returned to normal, and Dr. Robert has it in that medical text, aspartame disease, the Dr. Barrett study. So who do you think is going to get all this dairy and milk with children in school? And this is what's going to happen to them, and it's been proven by study.
Exactly. Alrighty, we are going to take our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors and ID.